天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小华。亲爱的听众朋友们，不知道你是否有过失眠的经历，不知道你是否曾在半夜惊醒，陷入巨大的痛苦深渊之中而无法自拔，也不知道说你是否曾经也遇到过连温饱都无法解决的时刻。那我们在生命中应当如何去面对这样的挣扎与痛苦呢？如何才能够有真正的满足和喜乐呢？好，那就让我们一起跟着麦克牧师进入今天的天路历程吧。
Welcome our listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友你好。
We are delighted that you tuned into this program.
很高兴你收听这个节目。
We have been studying the miracles of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们一直在研讨着主耶稣基督所行的神迹。
Especially those signs that were mentioned in the Gospel of John.
特别是约翰福音所记载的七个神迹。
We have already seen three of those.
我们已讲过三个。
And today we're beginning in the fourth one.
今天开始讲第四个神迹。
During World War II, the German forced many a 12 and 13-year-old boys into a junior Gestapo's.
在二次世界大战时，德国强征了许多12、3岁的男孩去当少年盖世太保。
These boys were treated very harshly and were forced to perform inhumane jobs.
他们遭受苛刻的对待，还被迫去做不人道的工作。
When the war ended, most of these boys had lost track of their families.
当战争结束后，这些男孩大多数都与家人失去联系。
Many of them wandered around with no food or shelter.
有许多四处流浪，没有食物和居所。
Part of the aid program to post-war Germany was the establishment of tent cities for these boys.
德国战后的援助计划里，就是要为这些孩子设立帐篷式的临时居所。
In these tent cities,
在这些帐篷式的临时居所里面，
doctors and psychologists were deployed to work with these boys to help restore their mental and physical health.
医生和心理学家们被安排去帮助这些孩子来恢复心理和身体的健康。
One of the things that baffled these professionals was this.
可这些专家们遇到了些阻碍。
Many of these boys would wake up in the middle of the night screaming in terror.
那就是许多孩子会在半夜里惊恐地尖叫。
Finally, one doctor had an idea of how to handle their fear.
最后，一位医生想了个办法来解除他们的恐惧。
First, he fed the boys a large meal at night.
首先他让孩子们吃一顿丰富的晚餐。
Next, he put a piece of bread in their hands, which they were told to save until morning.
然后他在每个人手里放了一块面包，要他们留到明天早上。
The boys then slept soundly.
这样孩子们就睡得很熟了。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because after so many years of hunger,They finally had the assurance of food for the next day.
因为他们多年挨饿，现在总算可以肯定明天的食物有了着落。
The number one cause of fear is fear of the future.
引起恐惧的最大原因就是对未来恐惧。
The number one cause of anxiety in the world is what tomorrow will hold.
在世上引起焦虑的最大原因就是不知道将来能有什么。
The number one cause for worry is what will happen to me and my family.
引起担忧的最大原因，莫过于担心自己和家人会遭受到什么。
The number one cause for sleepless nights is the thought, will I make it another day?
引起晚上失眠的最大原因就是，我能活得过明天吗？
John the Apostle was under the leadership of the Holy Spirit when he recorded his gospel.
使徒约翰在圣灵引导下写了这福音书。
In chapter 6, we find the fourth sign that Jesus performed.
在第六章可找到耶稣所行的第四个神迹。
And it was recorded for our benefits.
那是为我们的益处而写的。
He recorded this sign to assure those who belong to the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个记载是为要向属于主耶稣基督的人提出保证。
John assures us that Jesus is not only able to change water into wine.
约翰向我们保证耶稣不单可将水变酒。
John assures us that Jesus is not only able to heal the dying body.
约翰向我们保证耶稣不单可医治垂死的人。
John assures us that Jesus is not only able to heal a man who was paralyzed for 38 years.
约翰向我们保证耶稣不单可医治瘫了38年的人。
But John also records some words to tell every believer in Jesus Christ the following things.
然而约翰还写下了一些话是要告诉每个信徒以下的事。
That your anxiety is baseless.
你的焦虑是没根据的。
That your worry is groundless.
你的担忧是没理由的。
That your fear is unnecessary.
你的恐惧是不必要的。
And worry, anxiety, and fear are not honoring to God.
而担忧、焦虑和恐惧呢，都不能荣耀神。
Why?
为什么？
Because it is God who gives you your food and not the government.
因为是神赐你食物，而不是政府。
It is God who holds your future and not your employer.
是神掌管将来，而不是你的雇主。
It is God who prospers you when you follow His stewardship principles.
只要跟随神的管理原则，神就是你兴盛。
It is God who blesses you today and blesses your tomorrow.
神今天赐福给你，将来也赐福给你。
It is the Lord Jesus Christ to whom you should look and not someone else.
你应仰望主耶稣基督，而不是任何其他人。
Let's look together at the scripture in John chapter 6, verses 1 to 14.
让我们一起看圣经约翰福音第六章一至十四节。这事以后，耶稣渡过加利利海，就是提比利亚海。有许多人因为看见他在病人身上所行的神迹，就跟随他。耶稣上了山，和门徒一同坐在那里。那时犹太人的逾越节近了，耶稣举目看见许多人来，就对腓力说，我们从哪里买饼叫这些人吃呢？他说这话是要试验腓力，他自己原知道要怎样行。腓力回答说，就是20两银子的饼，叫他们个人吃一点也是不够的。有一个门徒，就是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈，对耶稣说，在这里有一个孩童，带着5个大麦饼、2条鱼，只是分给这许多人，还算什么呢？耶稣说，你们叫众人坐下。原来那地方的草多，众人就坐下，数目约有5000。耶稣拿起饼来，祝谢了，就分给那坐着的人，分鱼也是这样，都随着他们所要的。他们吃饱了，耶稣对门徒说，把剩下的零碎收拾起来，免得有糟蹋的。他们便将那5个大麦饼的零碎，就是众人吃了剩下的，收拾起来，装满了12个篮子。众人看见耶稣所行的神迹，就说， 这正是那要到世间来的先知。
Here at this particular time in Jesus' earthly life, we find him to be at the peak of his popularity.
这段时期正是耶稣处于他在世时最受人爱戴的巅峰时刻。
Here we find Jesus to be followed by multitudes of thousands.
有成千上万的人跟着他。
Albeit following him not out of conviction.
虽然跟随他的人并非因为知道自己有罪。
But out of curiosity and self-interest.
只是为了好奇和个人的利益。
In verse 2, you find that the perfect tense was used three times.
在第二节中，过去式连用了三次。
The crowd kept on following Jesus.
有许多人就跟随了他。
Because they continually saw the signs.
因为他们看到了神迹。
And he habitually healed the sick.
那就是耶稣在病人身上所行的。
Now, John does not record many of these signs.
约翰并没有记载很多的神迹。
He only gives us a sample of each.
他每种只记载了一个例子。
Why?
为什么呢？
That you and I may believe in him.
那是要让我和你都可以相信他。
So that you and I may put our trust fully in him.
因此我和你就可以完全信靠他。
So that you and I would cast all our cares upon him.
因此我和你就将一切的挂虑都交给他。
But the crowd did not understand the significance of this particular miracle.
但是群众并不明白这个特别的神迹的意义。
Many people don't understand it today, nearly 2,000 years later.
而大约2000年后的今天，很多人还是不明白。
Most of the witnesses thought that Jesus was a very clever magician, but not the promised Messiah.
大多数人认为耶稣是一个非常聪明的魔术师，而并非所应许的弥赛亚。
Anyone who could provide them with food for their bodies got their vote.
谁能供应他们食物的，他们就拥护他。
These folks were following Jesus only because their stomachs got filled.
这些人跟随耶稣只为了可以吃饱。
In verse 66 of chapter 6 of the Gospel of John,
约翰福音第六章六十六节说，
When Jesus challenged them spiritually, many of them left him.
当耶稣查问他们的灵性后，很多人就离开了他。
It says, from this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him.
从此他门徒中多有退去的，不再和他同行。
They disappeared as fast as they could.
他们尽快地走开了。
My listening friends, please notice very carefully.
亲爱的听众朋友，请特别留意。
Although Jesus knew their ulterior motives, he had compassion on them anyway,
虽然耶稣知道他们别有用心，他仍然怜悯他们。
He realized that they had gone a whole day without food.
他察觉他们走了一整天都没吃过东西。
Even beyond that, Jesus saw their spiritual need.
除此以外，耶稣更看见他们的心灵里的缺乏。
He saw them as sheep without a shepherd.
他看到他们如同没有牧人的羊一样。
They were like the paralyzed man who thought that his healing was in the water of Bethesda and failed to recognize the real healer.
他们就好像那病了38年的瘫子一样，以为必是大池可以医好他们，却忽略了真正的医治者。
The crowd had failed to understand their own scripture.
他们不明白他们自己的圣经。
That just as God provided their forefathers manna in the wilderness,
就像神在旷野中以玛纳供应他们的祖先。
When the Messiah came, he was going to provide them with the spiritual food.
当弥赛亚来到时，他要用属灵的粮食供应他们。
that when God appears as flesh and bone, He will feed them spiritually.
当神以血肉之躯显现时，他要喂养他们的灵性。
They had failed to comprehend the promises of Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19 and Ezra 9:12.
他们不了解以赛亚书一章十九节和以斯拉记九章十二节的应许。
If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land.
你们若甘心听从，必吃地上的美物。
According to the teaching of the Old Testament,
根据旧约圣经的教导，
eating and drinking and joy was equated with God's blessings and God's presence.
吃喝和快乐就等于有神的赐福和神的同在。
Let us listen to Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 9. In Nehemiah 9:36 tells us,
生命记八章九节和尼希米记九章三十六节说，你在那地不缺食物，一无所缺，那地的石头是铁，山内可以挖铜。我们现今做了奴仆，至于你所赐给我们列祖享受其上的土产并美物之地，看哪，我们在这地上做了奴仆。
Here, Scripture is telling us that food and eating are associated with God's blessings of His people.
在这里，圣经告诉我们，吃喝和神赐福给他的子民是有关的。
So when God comes in their midst in fulfillment of the messianic promises, they fail to recognize Him.
可是当神来到了人间，应验了弥赛亚的预言，他们却不认识他。
Let's get back to the miracle itself.
好，让我们回到神迹本身去。
As the day wore on, the disciples began to panic.
当白天快要过去，门徒就开始恐慌。
My listening friends, I want to tell you something very important.
听众朋友，我要告诉你些很重要的事。
We always worry ourselves sick regarding things that only God can do.
我们常常过分地为自己担忧，担忧那些只有神才能做到的事。
So did the disciples.
门徒也是这样。
Master, they said, it is getting late. Send them away.
他们说，夫子，天已晚了，打发他们走吧。
There were about 14 neighboring towns in that area. Each had a population of about 15,000 people.
当时在那地区里约有14个小镇，每个镇约有15,000的人口。
In effect, the disciples were saying,
其实门徒的意思是，
Send them away so that they can get to the market and get food before the shopkeepers close for the night.
打发群众走，让他们赶在晚上店主打烊前到市场买些吃的。
Jesus suggested that the disciples feed the crowd in order to test the disciples.
耶稣本来就是想试验门徒，才提议要门徒给群众吃饱。
And Jesus encountered a very interesting reaction, to say the least.
而耶稣却碰到了很有趣的反应。
And I want you to tune in next time so I can tell you more about it.
请你下次继续收听，我会讲更多有关这神迹的事。
I want you to see if you can recognize yourself in one of these reactions.
也希望你从他们的反应里找到你自己。
Until then, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你。
许多次，我就像是那妇女，不知要往哪里去。而如今，我可以停止追寻，是你的爱填满我心，引领我与你同行。耶稣，我恳求你来改变我的生命，使我在患难之中喜乐与刚强。耶稣，我恳求你使用我来改变这个世界，赐我信心与勇气迈向这新的世纪。愿你荣耀的国度早日降临。
许多次，我就像是那浮云，不知要往哪里去。
而如今，我可以停止追寻，是你的爱填满我心，引领我与你同行。
耶稣，我恳求你来改变我的生命，使我在患难之中喜乐与刚强。耶稣，我恳求你使用我来改变这个世界，赐我信心与勇气迈向这新的世纪。愿你荣耀的国度早日降临。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。是的，神应许我们所有，他使我们一无所缺，但我们自己却因不知道自己究竟想要的是什么而痛苦挣扎。亲爱的听众朋友们，让我们能够真正的来信靠主，依靠他的力量来除去内心的苦毒，能够在他的爱中得到真正的自由。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
神灵啊，求你来，我软弱你明白，我无言你叹息，亲自为我代求，你检查是我走在属神之意，你医治我的灵，是我生命再次宣你，我心不足赞美，我灵不足成早晨比欢呼，主的恩典是一生之久，啊啊，我心不住赞美，啊啊，我灵不住称谢，一宿虽有哭泣，早晨比欢呼。乃是一生之久，啊，
就虽有哭泣，